Well, I think back to my great-great-great-great-grandmother. And every time I come to this site, I try to engage with what she must have felt, what she must have experienced in coming here. You know, being held in chains underneath the deck of a boat for 2 or 3 months, and I know I'll never be able to really engage with those feelings, but at least I try to understand that history and what those experiences are, because it was horrific. It was terror-filled. There's no way to sugarcoat it. But the other side of that coin is that I am so heartened, I'm so inspired by the opportunity to, on that same site where those people landed, 206 plus years later, the International African American Museum will rise, and it will tell their stories. It will tell... It will endeavor to tell the stories of their pain, their sacrifice, but also of their achievement. You know, these are people who, you know, donated 100% of their life, liberty, love, life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness to allow others to go on their quest for the American dream. And so.